ಜಾಗ್ರತ ದೂರ ಮುದೈತಿ ದೈವಂ ತದು ಸುಪ್ತಸ್ಯ ತಥೈವೈತಿ ದೂರಂಗಮಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರೇಕಂ ತನ್ನೇ ಮನಃ ಶಿವ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪಮಸ್ತು. ಅದರ ಬೋಲ್ ಸಕೆ ಕುಟುಂಬ ಮೇರೆ ಸಾಥ್ ಓಂ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಃ ತತ್ಸವಿತುರ್ವರೇಣ ಭಗವೋ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧಿಯೋ ಯೋ ನಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಓಂ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಃ ತತ್ಸವಿತುರ್ವರೇಣ ಭಗವೋ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧಿಯೋ ಯೋ ನಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಓಂ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಃ ತತ್ಸವಿತುರ್ವರೇಣ್ಯಂ ಭರ್ಗೋ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧಿಯೋ ಯೋ ನಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತು ಸ್ಪಷ್ಟ ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಠತ ಜಾಗ್ರತ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ವರಾನ್ ನಿಬೋಧತ್. ಆಜ್ ಹಮಾರೇ ಬೀಚ್ ಮೇ ಪರಮ ದಿವ್ಯ ಭೂತಿ ಜಿನ್ಕೋ ಪರಮ ಪಿತಾ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಕಿ ಹೈ ಜೊ ಹಮಾರೇ ಲಿಯೇ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಹೈ ಅಂತಾರಾಷ್ಟ್ರೀಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಸರಸ್ವತ ಮತ್ ಕೆ ಸರ್ವ ಶಿರೋಮಣಿ ಸರ್ವೋಚ್ಚ ಹಮಾರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಬೀಚ ಮೇ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತ ಹೈ. ಯಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಫೂಲೋ ಕಾ ಹಾರ ಮುಜೆ ಯಹ ಗಯಾ ಪರಂತು ಮುಜೆ ಲಗ್ತಾ ಹೈ ಕಿ ಮೈ ತೋ ಇನ್ಕೆ ಚರಣೋ ಕಿ ಧೂಲ್ ಕೆ ಬರಾಬರ್ ಭಿ ನಹೀ. ಯದಿ ಕೋಯಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾ ಉಚಿತ ಪಾತ್ರ ಆಜ್ ಹೈ ತೋ ಮೈ ಸಮಝತಾ ಹೂ ಕಿ ಹಮಾರಾ ಯಹ ಬಹುತ್ ಬಡಾ ಭಾಗ್ಯ ಹೈ ಕಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆಜ್ ಹಮಾರೇ ಬೀಚ ಮೇ ಹೈ. ಮೈ ಇನ್ಕೆ ಚರಣೋ ಮೇ ಯುಕೆ ಹಿಂದಿ ಸಮಿತಿ ಕಿ ಓರ್ ಸೇ ಕೋಟಿ ಶಾಯದ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ ಕರ್ತಾ ಹುವಾ ಇನ್ಹೀ ಕಿ ಸೇವಾ ಮೇ ಯಹ ಹಾರ ನಿವೇದನ ಕರ್ತಾ ಹೂ. ಕ್ಯೋಂಕಿ ಜಬ್ ಮೈ ನವದೀಪ್ ಕಲ್ಕತ್ತಾ ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬೆಂಗಾಲ್ ಮೇ ಗಯಾ ತೋ ಮುಜೆ ಐಸೆ ಲಗಾ ಕಿ ಮೈ ಅಪ್ನೇ ಅಸಲಿ ಘರ್ ಮೇ ಪಹುಂಚ ಗಯಾ ಹೂ. ಔರ್ ಅಭಿ ಹಮ್ ಆತೆ ಆತೆ ಯಹೀ ಬಾತ್ ಕರ್ ರಹೇ ಥೇ ಕಿ ಮೇರಾ ದಿಲ್ ನಹೀ ಕರ್ ರಹಾ ಥಾ ಕಿ ಮೈ ಉನ್ಕೆ ಇಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಕೋ ಛೋಡ್ ಕರ್ಕೆ ವಾಪಸ್ ಆಊಂ. ವಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಮುಜೆ ಲಗಾ ಕಿ ಜಿತ್ನೆ ಭಿ ಇನ್ಕೆ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಹೈ ವೋಹಿ ಮೇರೆ ಭಾಯಿ ಬಂಧು ಹೈ ಔರ್ ಜೊ ಇನ್ಕಾ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಹೈ ವಹಿ ಮೇರಾ ಘರ್ ಹೈ. ಲೇಕಿನ್ ಬಹುತ್ ಸಾರೇ ಕಾರಣೋ ಸೇ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಮೇ ಬಂಧಾ ಹುವಾ, ಲಂಡನ್ ಮೇ ನೌಕರಿ ಕರ್ನೆ ಕೆ ಚಕ್ಕರ್ ಮೇ ಫಂಸಾ ಹುವಾ, ಮೇ ಯಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಆ ಗಯಾ. ಇನ್ಕೆ ಬಾರೇ ಮೇ ಅಪ್ನಾ ಪರಿಚಯ ಯೇ ಅಪ್ನೆ ಆಪ್ ಹೀ ಹೈ. ಮೈ ತೋ ಯೇ ಕಹೂಂಗಾ ಕಿ ಹ್ಯಾಟ್ನಿ ಹಿಂದೂ ಸೆಂಟರ್ ಕೆ ಅಂದರ್ ಇನ್ಕಿ ವರ್ತಮಾನತಾ ಹಮಾರೇ ಲಿಯೆ ಏಕ್ ದೋ ನಹೀ, ಹಜಾರ್ ದೋ ಹಜಾರ್ ನಹೀ, ಲಾಖ್ ದೋ ಲಾಖ್ ಭೀ ನಹೀ, ಕೋಟಿಶ ಗಣೋ ಕೆ ಉನ್ಕಿ ಗಿನತಿ ಸೇ ಭೀ ಊಪರ್ ಕಿ ಇನ್ಕಿ ವರ್ತಮಾನತಾ ಜೊ ಹೈ ವೋ ಹಮಾರೇ ಲಿಯೆ ಪರಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯ. ಮುಜೆ ಕೋಯಿ ಚಿಂತಾ ನಹೀ ಹೋತಿ ಜಬ್ ಮೈ ಇನ್ಕೆ ಪರಮ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಜೊ ಸಾಥ್ ಹೀ ಬೈಠೆ ಹುವೆ ಹೈ ಸಾಗರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಉನ್ಕೆ ಪಾಸ್ ಪಹುಂಚ ಜಾತಾ ಹೂ. ಉನ್ಕೆ ಪಾಸ್ ಬೈಠ ಕರ್ಕೆ ಜೊ ಭೀ ಬಾತ್ಚೀತ್ ಹೋತಿ ಹೈ ಬಸ್ ಯೂ ಸಮಝ ಲೀಜಿಯೇ ಯೇ ಕಹಿಣಾ ಮುಷ್ಕಿಲ್ ಹೈ ಕಿ ವೋ ಮೇರೇ ಪರಮ ಮಿತ್ರ ಹೈ ಯಾ ಮೇರೇ ಭಾಯಿ ಹೈ ಮೇರೇ ಸಖಾ ಹೈ. ತೋ ಉನ್ಹೊನೆ ಕಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಸೇ ಲಂಡನ್ ಕೆ ಅಂದರ್ ಇತನಾ ಮಹತ್ವಪೂರ್ಣ ಕಾಮ ಶುರು ಕಿಯಾ ಹೈ ಉಸ್ಕೋ ಔರ್ ಭೀ ಜ್ಯಾದಾ ಇಸ್ ವಿವೇಕ್ ಕಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಭಾ ಕೋ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಲಿತ ಕರ್ನೆ ಕೆ ಲಿಯೇ ಅಂತಾರಾಷ್ಟ್ರೀಯ ಟೂರ್ ಕೆ ಊಪರ್ ಯೇ ಜೊ ಇಂಟರ್ನ್ಯಾಷನಲ್ ಟೂರ್ गोविंद जी महाराज लगा रहे हैं ये हमारी सबकी प्रेरणा के लिए है। खासतौर पर जो भारत प्रेमी राष्ट्र प्रेमी भारत से बाहर जाकर के बसे हुए हैं उनके लिए गोविंद जी महाराज बहुत महत्वपूर्ण रोल अदा कर रहे हैं, लेकिन इतना समय होता नहीं है इनके पास। मैं तो ये समझता हूं कि ये तो गरीब नवाज हैं जो हमारे प्रार्थना करने पर इतना बिजी शेड्यूल है इनका, इतने व्यस्त हैं और बहुत बड़े बड़े यहां पर जो चैरिटेबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं, धर्म स्थान हैं, केंद्र हैं, वहां पर इनको सब बुलाते हैं, बहुत बड़ी संख्या होती है, बहुत बड़े बड़े उनके पास साधन हैं, लेकिन क्या मैं ये कह सकता हूं कि अपने लिए इससे ज्यादा सौभाग्य की और बात हो ही नहीं सकती कि आज ये इतने बिजी शेड्यूल को सामने रखते हुए भी, देखते हुए भी, अनुभव करते हुए भी यहां पर अपने शिष्यारविंद सहित हमारे बीच में हमारी हौसला अफजाई करने के लिए मौजूद हैं। यहां तक जो मेरे डिप्टी हैं तो स्कॉटलैंड से टेलीफोन कई बार कर चुके हैं क्षमा याचना का, उनको कुछ ऐसा जरूरी काम पड़ गया बिजनेस का कि वो कल ही स्कॉटलैंड फ्लाई किए तो वहां पर हैं। महामंत्री महोदय उनको कुछ स्वास्थ्य की समस्याएं पेश आ गई इसलिए उनकी ओर से क्षमा याचना है। शनिवार को जो हम मीटिंग करते हैं उनमें से हमारे पास जिसको हम कह सकते हैं सर्व महत्वपूर्ण श्री तेजपाल जी विशिष्ट बीच में मौजूद हैं। बाकी कई बार देखा जाता है कि ऐसे जो स्थान होते हैं जहां पर ना तो कोई शराब है, ना तो कोई वहां पर व्यसन है, ना कोई किसी भी तरह से उनको लुभाने वाले, उनके मन को जो है संतुष्ट करने के लिए यहां पर ऐसे कोई विषय भोग के साथ संबंधित साधन है, वहां पर आपको मालूम है कि लोग आजकल के कलयुग में बहुत काम आते हैं। उनको नहीं पता होता है कि किसकी कितनी वैल्यू है, किसकी कितनी कीमत है और जो हमारा टाइम है उसको हमने किस तरीके से अपने जीवन के अंदर संतुलित बनाना है। खैर मेरे लिए वो सारी बातें करने के लिए इतना अवसर नहीं है। आज का जो ये कार्यक्रम है उसके ऊपर मैं थोड़ी सी अब रोशनी डालना चाहूंगा कि वो है क्या चीज। वो है कि आप जैसे और मेरे जैसे यहां पर लोग हैं इस देश में जिनको कि अपनी भाषा अपनी संस्कृति के साथ प्रेम है और वो सोचते हैं कहीं पर भी हिंदू सेंटर हो, कहीं पर भी हिंदू गैदरिंग्स हो, कहीं पर भी हिंदू संस्थान हो, मंदिर हो, ऐसे वहां पर जाकर के हम अपनी भाषा में कुछ बात कर सकें। बट एट द सेम टाइम लैंग्वेज इज नो बार, वी आर लिविंग इन ए फॉरेन लैंड एंड इफ वी यूज इंग्लिश सो व्हाट। आई यूज इंग्लिश एट द प्लेस ऑफ माई एम्प्लॉयमेंट, आई यूज इंग्लिश फॉर माई लिविंग, बट आई लव हिंदी एंड संस्कृत एंड ऑल इंडियन लैंग्वेजेस। जब हम कहते हैं गीता सुगीता कर्तव्य किम अन्य शास्त्र विस्तृत, तो एकदम से संस्कृत हमारी प्रार्थना में आ जाती है। और जब हम कहते हैं हिमाद्री तुंग सिंह से प्रबुद्ध शुद्ध भारतीय स्वयं प्रभा सुमुजला स्वतंत्रता पुकारती, अमर्त्य वीर पुत्र हो दृढ़ प्रतिज्ञा सोच लो, प्रशस्त पुण्य पंथ है बढ़े चलो बढ़े चलो, एकदम से हिंदी जो है हमारे पास आ जाती है। जब हम कहते हैं गुरु औषधि मानता जग उते जड़ा ज्ञान का पान चढ़ा देवे और पुले पटकिया लोगों बाह फड़ के जरा सच दे राह से पा दे, तो गुरु जी के सामने हमारी पंजाबी जो है वो ऐसे आ जाती है। तो उन भाषाओं के साथ उस संस्कृति के साथ हमें प्रेम है और उस प्रेम का ये अनुपम उदाहरण हम छोटी छोटी जगह पर भी गोष्ठियों में साहित्य गोष्ठियों में कविता गोष्ठी है, शनिवार को वैसे मिलते भी हैं शाम से 7-8 बजे तक। तो कई लोगों ने कहा कि आउट ऑफ द वे पड़ जाता है हिंदू सेंटर एक्नी का, बड़ा मुश्किल होता है ऐसे संस्थानों में जाना और जाकर के बैठना और ऐसी महान विभूति के पास जाकर के आत्म प्रेरणा लेना। तो खैर मैं ये कह रहा था इसका इसकी रूपरेखा क्या होगी। सबसे पहले आप सब जानते होंगे, अगर कहीं थोड़ा सा भूल गया हो मैं आपको याद दिलाना चाहूंगा कि 5 सितंबर को सारे भारतवर्ष के अंदर और जहां कहीं पर भी भारतवासी बसे हुए हैं अध्यापक दिवस मनाते हैं, टीचर्स डे, ये सितंबर महीना है, 5 सितंबर को अध्यापक दिवस मनाया जाता है। तो हमने सोचा कि इससे जरा और बड़ा अध्यापक दिवस क्या होगा कि हम सबके अध्यापक, परम अध्यापक, मुख्य अध्यापक गोविंद जी महाराज हमारे पास हैं और हम अपना माथा उनके चरणों में झुका सकते हैं। इससे बड़ा अध्यापक दिवस और हमारे लिए क्या हो सकता है। यह है 5 सितंबर का दिन जो कि बहुत सारे कारणों के साथ आज के इसके साथ हमारे उत्सव के साथ जुड़ गया, इसका नाम। फिर और हम याद करते हैं हिंदी के साहित्यकारों को, हिंदी के कवियों को, हिंदी की कवियत्रियों को, तो 12 सितंबर का दिन हमारे सामने याद आ जाता है। और वो 12 सितंबर का दिन था जब महादेवी वर्मा ने गोलोकवास किया था। खैर बातें बहुत हो सकती हैं, 1905 में पैदा हुई थी और 1972 12 सितंबर को उनका गोलोकवास हो गया था। उन्होंने जो कुछ भी कविताएं लिखी हैं साहित्य, उसके ऊपर तो खैर बोलते रहे तो उतना कम पड़ जाएगा, लेकिन मुझे ये देखना है कि समय की जो है मेरे ऊपर भी बड़ी जबरदस्त बंदिश है, समय का हमने ध्यान रखना है और उनके ऊपर भी समय आने पर हमारे साथी भगत सिंह जी उनकी ही कविता एक वंदना के रूप में प्रस्तुत करेंगे। मैं यहां पर आप सब जो उपस्थित हैं, गोविंद जी महाराज के बारे में तो हम जितना कहें उतना कम पड़ जाएगा, का स्वागत करता हूं कि आज शाम आप अपना बहुत बिजी और कीमती वक्त निकाल करके यहां पर पहुंचे। ये एक ऐसा छोर है जहां पर पहुंचना कोई इतनी आसान बात ही नहीं है, चाहे आप कार से आए या अंडरग्राउंड से आए। यहां पर मैं कई बार आया हूं और काम हम करते हैं, भगत सिंह जी यहां पर होते हैं, लेकिन यहां पर पहुंचना कोई आसान काम नहीं है। खैर यहां पर पहुंच गए, हमारी बड़ी किस्मत थी यहां पर हम मौजूद हैं और आप सबका हिंदी समिति की ओर से। और सच्ची बात तो ये कहूं कि हमारे हिंदू सेंटर के कर्णधार जिसके श्री भगत सिंह जी यहां पर बैठे हुए हैं, जब इन्होंने हिंदी समिति की प्रचार की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी संभाली, प्रचार मंत्री हैं, तो उन्होंने सबसे पहले हमें ये बात ध्यान में लाई कि देखो भाई आपका घर कोई घर तो है नहीं, मतलब कि आपका अपना सेंटर तो कहीं पर कुछ है नहीं, क्योंकि हालत तो हमारी वही है हिंदी समिति वालों की कि रहने को घर नहीं है, सारा जहां हमारा कोई सेंटर नहीं है, कहीं पर भी कोई मंदिर नहीं है, कोई बिल्डिंग कभी तक हमने कोई खरीदी नहीं, और निस्वार्थ भाव से इसके अंदर जो लोग जुड़े हुए हैं, डटे हुए हैं, वो पत्रिका भी निकालते हैं तो हम उसका वितरण भी कर देते हैं, उसके ऊपर उसकी कॉस्ट तो प्रिंट की हुई है, कोई दे देता है तो ले लेते हैं, कोई नहीं देता तो उसको वो पत्रिका भी हम फ्री दे देते हैं। तो ये तो रही हमारी अपनी कहानी जिसको आगे ले जाना इस आज के संगठन का उद्देश्य नहीं है। ऐसी परिस्थिति में भगत सिंह जी ने हमें कहा कि देखो भाई एक बात मैं आपको बताऊं, हैकनी के अंदर हमारे पास एकोमोडेशन है, आपके लिए आना मुश्किल होगा, लेकिन एक बार अगर उधर आ जाओ और अपनी गतिविधियां जो आप कहीं कहीं किराए पर लेते हो, हाल कहीं कुछ करते हो, हमने आपसे किराया विराया कुछ लेना नहीं है, आप जो है निस्वार्थ भाव से जो काम यहां पर कर सकते हो करो। तो हमने इनको कहा कि भी कई बार गुरुजी आते हैं या महात्मा योगी तपस्वी ऐसे, तो कहते हैं कि आप बात क्या है, ये माता जी है यहां पर, ये माता जी हैं श्री माता जी निर्मला देवी जी, तो कहते हैं अगर ये माता जी हैं तो माता जी के आशीर्वाद से मैं इधर सेवा कर रहा हूं, तो माता जी को, माता जी जो है वो आपको निकाल थोड़ी नहीं देंगी, आप ही करो, इसमें कोई जो है अपना स्वार्थ ना हो, इस भावना से सब काम करते रहे, तो वो हमारे साथी हैं। तो इस प्रकार से माता जी की कृपा, या देवी सर्वभूतेषु शक्ति रूपेण संसिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः, तो ये मातृशक्ति आज भी हमारे बीच में मौजूद है और इस मातृशक्ति का ही परिणाम है कि हमारे बीच में इस मातृशक्ति द्वारा उत्पन्न किए हुए भारत के ही नहीं मानव मात्र के सच्चे सेवक गोविंद जी महाराज, स्वामी सागर जी महाराज मौजूद है। ये मातृशक्ति का ही हमारे ऊपर उपकार हो सकता है जिन्होंने हमें न केवल जन्म दिया, न केवल पाल पोस करके बड़ा किया, और वो मातृशक्ति आज हमारी माताओं और बहनों में भी यहां पर उस संख्या में भी मौजूद है। इसके लिए यहां पर अगर मैं देखूंगा कि अगली आइटम हमारे पास क्या है, ये कुछ भी है, तो उसमें मुझे अपने ये भगत सिंह जी बैठे हुए हैं, तो ये महादेवी जी से आपका श्रद्धांजलि के तौर पर उनकी ही कविता है। स्वामी जी महाराज, स्वामी साहब जी महाराज, अन्य आध्यात्मिक बंधु, थोड़ी सी सेवा जो भी मैं करता हूँ यहाँ पर इस हिंदू सेंटर के लिए और हिंदी के प्रचार के लिए, उसके लिए इन्होंने कुछ जरूरत से ज़्यादा तारीफ कर दी, मुझे थोड़ी शर्मिंदगी होने लगी है। दूसरी बात इन्होंने कही हमारे सूत जी महाराज ने कि इसको मैं वंदना के स्वरूप में पढ़ूँ, मेरे पास में वो गला नहीं है, मैं साधारण रूप से ही पढ़ सकता हूँ, गाकर नहीं पढ़ सकता, अगर आज्ञा हो तो साधारण रूप से पढ़ूँ। महादेवी वर्मा, इनकी प्रशंसा में, ये तो बहुत कुछ, ये जो कुछ कह चुके हैं वो बहुत थोड़ा ही है और मेरे पास में वो शब्द नहीं है कि मैं उनकी तारीफ में कुछ कह सकूं। लिटरेरी आदमी कभी नहीं रहा हूँ, विज्ञान का विद्यार्थी रहा, इसलिए मुझे बहुत ज़्यादा परिचय भी नहीं है, लेकिन उनकी महिमा कौन नहीं जानता। उन्होंने बहुत कुछ हमारे हिंदी साहित्य की बहुत बड़ी सेवा की है। इसके साथ समय बहुत थोड़ा है, मैं इनकी आज्ञा का पालन करता हूँ, आप लोगों की आज्ञा लेकर। मुरझाया फूल था कली के रूप में, शैशव में अहो सूखे सुमन, हास्य करता था खिलाती अंक में तुझको पवन, खिल गया जब पूर्ण तू मंजल मंजुल सुकोमल पुष्पवार, लुब्ध मधु के हेत मंडराने लगे आकर भ्रमर, स्निग्ध किरणें चंद्र की तुझको हंसाती थी सदा, रात तुमको मारती थी मोतियों की संपदा, लोरियां गाकर मधुप निद्रा विपक्ष करते तुझे, यत्न माली का रहा आनंद से भरता तुझे, कर रहा अठखेलियां इतरा सदा उद्यान में, अंत का ये दृश्य आया था कभी क्या ध्यान में, सो रहा तू अब धरा पर शुष्क बिखराया हुआ, गंध को मलता नहीं मुख मंज मुरझाया हुआ, आज तुझको देखकर चाहक भ्रमर गाता नहीं, लाल अपना राग तुझ पर प्रात बरसाता नहीं, जिस पवन ने अंक में ले प्यार था तुझको किया, तीव्र झोंकों से सुला उसने तुझे भू पर दिया, कर दिया मधु और सौरभ दान सारा एक दिन, किंतु रोता कौन है तेरे लिए दानी सुमन, मत व्यथित हो फूल किसको सुख दिया संसार ने, स्वार्थ में सबको निभाया है यहाँ करतार ने, विश्व में हे फूल तू सबके हृदय भाता रहा, दान कर सर्वस्व फिर भी आह हर्षाता रहा, जब जब न तेरी ही दशा पर दुख हुआ संसार को, जब न तेरी ही दशा पर दुख हुआ संसार को, कौन रोएगा सुमन हमसे मनुज निस्सार। इसके साथ ही, समय थोड़ा है, मैं आपकी आज्ञा चाहता हूँ।
महादेवी वर्मा, जो आपने कविता अभी सुनी है, उनकी लिखी हुई कविता थी, तो ऐसा ना कहीं हो जाए कि जो हमारे यहाँ पर अतिथि अंग्रेजी भाषी हैं, कहीं उनको जो है पूरी तरह से अंग्रेजी के अंदर भी 2-3 मिनट का है, उसको मैं यहाँ पर महादेवी वर्मा को खास आज का विशेष इसके अंदर कार्यक्रम में महत्व इसलिए भी मिल जाता है कि यहाँ से मार्गरेट थैचर गई थी दिल्ली के अंदर, तो महादेवी वर्मा को सबसे बड़ा साहित्य का अवार्ड उन्होंने दिया। तो आज हम थोड़ी महादेवी वर्मा को गुरु चरणों में यहाँ पर मैं ऋषि मुनि महात्मा के चरणों में उनके जीवन के बारे में थोड़ा सा अंग्रेजी में वो कर लेते हैं। महादेवी वर्मा was the most outstanding woman writer of modern Hindi verse. Born in the first decade of this century, the actual date is contested. I said earlier 1905. She had a long and productive writing career, during which she received in full measure the accolades of the literary establishment. In 1982, she received the prestigious Bharatiya Gyanpith Award, India's most coveted literary honor, presented to her in a ceremony conducted by Margaret Thatcher on a visit to India, and thereby briefly came into the international limelight so rarely attained by Hindi writers. Mahadevi was a fervent champion of women's rights in the male-dominated literary circles of her time. In this area, her most marked contribution was her involvement in women's education and her position as the principal of a women's college in Allahabad allowed her to work for this cause and to pursue her literary career at the same time. She was the youngest member of a quartet of Hindi poets whose work in the 1920s and 1930s formed the core of the Chhayabad school of poetry with which modern Hindi verse came of age. Much influenced by the English Romantics and encouraged by the universal recognition given to the Bengali poet Rabindranath Tagore, the Chhayavad poets developed their own brand of lyric verse, often having nature as its theme. The mystical element of this verse style appealed strongly to Mahadevi's sensibilities, and the dark night of the soul, the plaintive yearnings for the absent deity beloved are a favorite theme in her poetry. Indian tradition, which so often likes to see in new developments a reflection of the glories of the past, compares Mahadevi's poetry to the devotional verse of earlier centuries. Like so many Indian writers of her generation, Mahadevi was caught up in the rising tide of nationalistic feeling in the pre-independence years. She was greatly influenced by the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi and, following his example, took to wearing the simple homespun cloth which Nehru referred to as the livery of our freedom. More importantly, she decided to reject the use of English, increasingly seen as epitomizing the unjust impositions of colonialism, and to speak only her mother tongue, Hindi, which currently is the national language of India. With this decision maintained resolutely from that time onwards, she went very much further than the majority of Indian intellectuals in whose cultural makeup the hegemony of English proved an unbreakable force. Her support for the cause of Hindi brought her great prominence, and though her literary output was never again to match in originality or in quantity the level of it attained during the Chhayavad period, she has in recent years come to symbolize the strongly espoused cause of the national language. Biographers of Mahadevi trace her parallel traits of political activism and spiritual intensity to the influences of her upbringing, for her father was a man of progressive outlook, while her mother was a very much more traditional follower of the devotional path of Hinduism. The characteristics of both personalities are certainly apparent in her own character, but despite the importance of her reformist zeal and the strength of her political conviction, it is her lyric verses echoing the songs learned in childhood at her mother's knee which will ensure the perpetuity of her memory. So, Ma hum sab ke jeevan mein sabse mahatvapurna hai, jisne Mahadevi jaisi Devi ko paida karke na keval Bharat ke liye अभी तो विश्व भर के लिए, बल्कि यहाँ की विगत प्रधानमंत्री के द्वारा जो सबसे बड़ा हाईएस्ट ऑनर हो सकती थी भारत में जाकर के दिल्ली में जाकर के उसको लिए। तो इसलिए कहीं ऐसा ना हो कि माँ देवी तक ही हमारा वो रह जाए, इसको हम गाहे बगाहे याद तो जरूर करेंगे आज के दिन। अभी हमारे पास, मैं तो क्या परिचय दूं, पहले कुछ कोशिश की थी लेकिन शब्दों की हमेशा कमी पड़ जाती है। श्री दंडी स्वामी हिज होलीनेस भक्ति आनंद सागर जी महाराज, मैं इनसे प्रार्थना करूंगा कि ये हमें अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जो इनकी गतिविधियां हैं और सेवा है और लंदन में इतना महत्वपूर्ण काम ये कर रहे हैं और बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम इनके माध्यम से होने वाले हैं, उनके ऊपर कृपा करके दृष्टिपात करें और हमें जरूर रोशनी में लाएं, जिससे कि अंधेरे में भटकते भटकते बहुत मुद्दत गुजर गई है, कुछ थोड़ा सा प्रकाश भी तो देख लें लाइफ टाइम। श्री स्वामी सागर जी महाराज,
ज्यादा इंग्रेजी लोग इंग्रेजी में ओम कैनिजान कैनंदन सवास चक्षुरंदन सुष्म वंचाश्वास पति पावने जो वैष्णव नम जय विष्णुपाशील भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद महाराज की जय। जय शिव श्रीधर महाराज गुरु महाराज की जय। कृपाशील श्रीमन महाप्रभु की जय। I have asked permission from Mr. Su to speak in English because perhaps the larger amount of friends tonight know English. And however, I'm obliged to him for giving us this opportunity tonight. Srila Govinda Maharaj requires no introduction from me, and Mr. Su said similar things in Hindi. He is himself his own introduction, and we cannot add. Still, we have some pleasure and joy to come into the company of the saintly persons, and we must irresistibly express that joy, that pleasure. Now, for quite some years, the last maybe 4 or 5 years, I've had the association and good association of Mr. Sood, Mr. Premchand Sood, who arranged the meeting tonight. So first, I think I should offer, although inadequate, my thanks to him. And he's always been a very if I say dear friend, it is not correct because he's older than me. But still, one's elder friend is more dear than one's younger friend. And so he's always been a very happy association for me in my times of necessity, and to give me encouragement in my service to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Our Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev and the lion coming down to Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj, after all, comes from India, and we can find the thread of their nobility always in those persons who may be called, in modern language if you like, devout Hindus. Actually, in its purest form, Hinduism is none other than Vaishnavism or Jaiva Dharma, or the religion of all souls. It's not the religion of one political party against another. It's not the religion of one color of race as opposed to another. It's not a religion that requires necessarily English or Hindi or Bengali or Sanskrit. It requires love of the heart. But for our good thought, higher thought, we know that the higher sages, rishis, and bhaktas all use those higher languages. Therefore, we find the love for Hindi and Sanskrit in Mr. Sood. And if I may say so, although unqualified, in myself as well. Actually, when I started in this Krishna consciousness line, I began to develop a hatred for anything that was English or Western, because I knew that my upbringing was what we call bad samskar. So I had a deep hatred for my birth and for my past life, because it was not cultured in the Bharatiya way. But later, more recently, by the association, by the kind, merciful association of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Srila Govinda Maharaj, I have learnt that it is not good to hate anything. A Vaishnava doesn't hate anyone or anything. And that's why I requested Mr. Sood to speak in English tonight. So such valuable things, teachings, are coming to us from our Guru Varga. And actually, Srila Maharaj's preaching is extremely simple and heart-touching. Just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as given by Mahaprabhu, whatever race or nation it may be, and we must chant avoiding offenses. In Padma Purana, there are 10 offenses against the chanting of the name, headed by sadhu ninda, or disrespecting the saints. If we see in the Hindi Samiti and our friends who came from India and live now in England, America, all over the world, they have, it doesn't matter who that sadhu is or who that saint is, and from their very childhood, maybe, from appearing in the world, when they see a sadhu, they all go like that. But they have got that natural dharma, beginning with respecting the sadhu, running in the blood constantly. And that's why I have feel so much value in their friendship and their blessings. And Srila Govinda Maharaj is preaching this. Perhaps preaching is not even the right word, because it's more like something that flows from the upper level through the proper channel down to the lower level. When we say preaching in English, it means we convert somebody. If we shave their head, then suddenly they are a Vaishnava. It is not like that. There are many punks now walking in the street with shaven head, also with shikha. And in Venezuela they had green shikha, but many shikha standing up like this. And some shikha coming from the side of the head, and some coming from this side of the head, maybe two like a like some caterpillar. Another one here. Now shikha has become style. But to be a saint or a Vaishnava, it is not a fashion. It is a matter of the heart. So when Maharaj goes around the world, he kindly kept me with him, very kindly, and I can see with my own eyes, actually, it's not a matter of converting anyone at all. It's nothing to do with converting. It's only a matter of touching the heart. And that's his great gift. In other words, how to avoid offense to the name. He's also teaching that. And which Mahaprabhu gave, which is Trinada Visunitena, Torori Vasa Hishnuna, Omanina Manodena, Kittani Osodahari. One should consider himself lower than the straw or the grass on the road, and more tolerant and forbearing than the tree. And without expecting honor from anyone, be ready to give honor to everyone else. Maharaj has a special interpretation for that verse. He said, one who is not fit to receive honor, give him honor. In other words, one who is not fit to receive honor, if he's getting honor, he becomes honorable. And so what could be more simple and delightful to the heart? I said to Maharaj the other day, why didn't Prabhupada teach us that? He said, he taught you that, but you're neglecting it. And it is a fact. In New York, when Maharaj spoke in Brooklyn, in amongst all the skyscraper buildings, Kirtanananda Swami Maharaj, who was the first disciple of Prabhupada and the first sannyasi, he drove 8 miles, now miles have become hours in my ecstasy. He drove 8 hours just to come and see Maharaj and to give Dandavat Pranam to Maharaj. He's the first disciple of Prabhupada. So here is one full revolution come. Wonderful thing, historical moment, you can say. Then had prasadam with Maharaj, Maharaj embraced him, then he got in his car and drove again 8 hours back home. It is great. Well, anyway, why am I speaking so much? I do not know. But Maharaj is here. I'm only speaking what he would say, and I'm taking away his time. So,
no, you don't.
But it's just very happy for me to have Maharaj in London, because London has a special value as well, because Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in his will, he remarked about the Navadvip temple, the Calcutta temple, like this. But outside of India, he remarked one temple, it was London. Now I'm coming here for 10 years, but still I could not succeed in arranging the house for Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Mahaprabhu. But when I see such meetings, although they may happen on in a humble way, seemingly disorganized way, but I see them as the auspicious sign of the fulfillment of the wishes of our Guru Varga. And that gives me hope and enthusiasm and courage to continue our important work in the service of Sri Sri Guru Varanga Dev. Mr. Vasishtha sitting in the front here, he translated in the Chaitanya Saraswati magazine, which will come out on Tuesday, he translated into Hindi that magazine. That will be published and in our hand on Tuesday. And so many distinguished friends. Dr. Chaudhary, everybody knows. And he also helps us and encourages us incessantly. And Mr. Bhagat Singh, who is the preacher, Pracharak of Hindi Samiti. He also came to Gladding Road more than once and gave us his good wishes and goodwill. Now, I beg, with your permission, Maharaj, I will close here. But in closing, my only prayer is that may His Divine Grace again and again bless us with the dust of His lotus feet in the United Kingdom and in all the kingdoms of the world with His benevolent gift of Mahaprabhu's holy name, holy dharma, and we will become free from our anarthas and offenses while chanting the holy name as He is graciously teaching us, and then He will be happy, then Guru Maharaj will be happy, means Param Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Swami Prabhupada will be happy, Sarve Jana Sukhi Bhavantu, the whole Prithivi means the universe will be converted into a Vaikuntha. It is idealistic talking of a religious fanatic, perhaps, but it is the heart thinking of the great sadhus, mahatmas, as we have learned in history. My Dhanabhat Pranam to you all. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Ki
Jaya.
कि पूज्यपाद गोविंद जी महाराज अपना बहुमूल्य उपदेश हमें देंगे. डॉक्टर चौधरी जी आपके समक्ष लगभग 2 मिनट के लिए कुछ बोलना चाहेंगे. डॉक्टर चौधरी
टू मिनट एंड स्टॉप. आई रिमेंबर फ्रॉम दिस 2 मिनट वन थिंग बिफोर आई से एनीथिंग. Swami Vivekananda, with Indian message, like our Guruji here, went to Chicago without their invitation to see world religion and its motto, how it is being talked. He begged only to represent India with his, this type of dress, which was an object of mockery to the world. He only said, I want to go to the stage and say, you Americans allowed me to come on the stage with this dress to see a Hindu monk. You are brothers and sisters of America. He recognized Americans as brothers and sisters. Before that, all the great religious representatives said them, you all are immigrants in this land. Nobody called them brothers and sisters, but India, with its own pride and greatness, called them, you brothers and sisters of America. Then people clapped more than 7-8 minutes. He was allowed to go up only for 1 minute. Only he called your brothers and sisters. This is the motto of India, which Vivekananda did at that time, went to only stand with this dress to show I am the Indian monk. Today the same monk with the same dress is in the world tour with their recognitions, with their prayers, requests. Many more requested there, Indian monk is called, please come, give us something, give us peace, give us human right to the international fields. But these Indians, with their thoughts and mottos, when sun was rising in the east, our poet Tagore, as he mentioned, he called everybody, he said about everybody, Etai Arjo, Etai Anarjo, Hetai Dravir Chin, Sakhundal, Pathan Mogol, Ekdehe Ololin, Esho Esho As, Tumi Ingras, Esho Esho Shabha Kare, Ei Bharater, Mahamanavir Sagar Tire. This is Mahamanav. Sri Vivekananda was Mahamanav. Many more Mahamanavs, great people, were born in India, in that Indus civilization, in that land. Hindu means a man without any hatred, hingsha where there is not present, hatred where there is not present. A representative of that land is here. Representative of that land is toward the world. Representative of that land said that in this land, Sauk, Soons, Patan, Mughals, Aryans, non-Aryans, British, all people came to suck from us. They have sucked, gone. But still we are existing. Still we are saying the same thing. Same Om, same Gauranga Prabhu's bhars, same Guru's bhars is being said. As Sagar Maharaj said now, I first used to hate, as I am Western. But today, Govinda Maharaj said, no, don't hate, embrace everybody, love everybody. See Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you hear Chaitanya Saraswat not? He did one thing, loved. What is it? This, the universal thing, the loving to the soul. Sagar Maharaj said, while you are saying soul, I felt it, biggest thing. We loved soul. We didn't hate other religions. We did hate our civilization, our avatars, Indian philosophical avatars. We say from fish, kurmu, all those 12 avatars, 10 avatars, we recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of the avatars who landed in the earth. Avatar means, Maharaj Ji will say, who is avatar means. So, with that philosophy, those who came in the earth incidentally with the blessings in the earth to give, to show path, those who were distorted in their progress, those who were full of hatred, not recognizing others, but these poor people with their one single colored dress, without any decorations or many things. I've got many decorations for attractions. You've got only one simple dress to attract with Indian philosophy of peace, with brotherhood, with harmony, to go ahead. She talk of God. She ishare she vigraha satchidanandaka she vigrahe prakar satya guner vikar. The laugh of God, you just, if you just making our statues, having the pictures and photos, and then we give our honest thought, sat, chit, ananda, honest mind and his pleasure of his own. When you have witnessed yourself in your mind, you yourself put the rays surrounding your head, surrounding your face. You need not to express, need not to show. When your mind is full of ananda, pleasure, you yourself give glows. Jyoti comes out. Indian philosophy gives to the world for that jyoti to bring. Hot death or cold death, whole world could be one day frozen again. You say prehistoric lives, all those rhinoceros, pterosaurs, all those big animals which was under the snow again came out their statues. Like that one day we all might go again, that we are under the force. The earth came in scientific way from the sun, and we light on that sun existing, but with fighting force. But who are the people made us to be united? Person like him. Who is a guru, and he is bringing the message, he is the ladder to go up. If you cannot go to the upper stair first floor without a step, without ladders. So whatever he is, whoever he is my motto to go up. He is guru. He is giving us the message. He is giving up his ill health, going to everybody, bringing that philosophy of our Mother India. We call Mother India. Why we call Mother India? We call Mother as Mother is here. It is said here. We all are born from Mother. But unfortunately, we do not recognize the Mother. They are the biggest force. I don't have that force to keep baby in my tummy 6, 9 months, 10 days, then bring it out one after another, making the world full of beautiful creations. A nation who does not give that recognition, that is not a nation of civilization. But we, Indians, we say Mother India. Our deities are Mother, with biggest power. If you see, our Guru Maharaj said here that communist government with all the deities worshipping. He said, with his all findings what you are seeing, he did not hate them. He did not criticize them. He gave an example. Keeping deity in front, they are showing their capabilities in competition, how much artistic they are. In Calcutta, people come from whole India to see the lighting festivals of Mother deities, say Vigraha, what I mentioned, worshipping. During this Durga Puja festival, from whole India, at least thousands of coaches come to Calcutta to see how Bengali civilization, Bengali people are doing lighting festivals and decorating Mother Kali, Mother Durga, and with her 10 hands and worshipping with 10 qualities. Or somewhere she is killing people, somewhere is keeping shanti, peace, and all those, and at the same time standing on that asur, who is a demon, and controlling that and giving consolations like that. Even making, she is described Indian civilization, say, do you love everybody? That who is that deity? Who is that deity's face is made of 108 places marked, from river Ganges to the prostitute's house, from the Gurudev's house to the king's house. Like that, 108 places you have to go to make the face of one deity, Shai Vigraha. say, somebody must like it, somebody must not like it, and then you make your mind pure and go to worship that. What is that? Is the Vigraha. But these all dirty persons come, good persons come, bad persons come, but that is deity. Padbhave ami dev, devbhave ami, murtibhave ami dev, hase antarjami. The first part says that so many people are coming to that deity, that temple, that path might be the God's way, and somebody might think, the deity himself or herself might think, I am the God. What mentality you have got? Nothing. But the, who is the supreme power laughs at you. If you are correct, you go to the correct path. If you are not correct, you go to the disturbed path. This is the way world is going today. So, without hatred to anybody, communist, non-communist, whatever it is, human right to establish in the world, then only one peace, 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 shanti, shanti, shanti. For that we shall have to work, charoivati. We have to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Pranam, Guru. Pranam. Thank you very much.
Dr.
Chaudhary
Ji, बहुत ही उत्साहवर्धक शब्दों में सबको प्रेरित किया है। पूज्यपाद गोविंद स्वामी जी को क्या कहें, इनके बारे में क्या कहें और उनका सम्मान कैसे करें, हमारे पास ना तो शब्द हैं, केवल श्रद्धा को लेकर के हम इनके चरणों में कोटि कोटि प्रणाम करते हैं और हम उनसे प्रार्थना करते हैं कि अपने अमृत वचन हमें दें दान रूप में। ज्ञान से बड़ा कोई दान नहीं है। जो दान वे देते हैं उसकी पात्रता हमारे में आए कि हम उसे ले सकें। आज की मेरी बस इतनी ही विनती है। गोविंद स्वामी जी महाराज।
ओम अज्ञान तुमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। माननीय सभापति महोदय, श्रद्धेय प्रतिमंडली, ऑनरेबल प्रेसिडेंट एंड ऑनरेबल गेस्ट, आई डू नॉट नो एवरीबॉडीज नेम बट आई कैन कंसिडर यू आर ऑल द डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, अदरवाइज व्हाई यू विल बी हियर टुडे। And I want to speak in Hindi, but my English and my Hindi both are very poor. Anyway, here is many English-speaking devotee is present, and you Hindi-speaking friends, you know all the English. Then through your permission, I want to speak in English. It is good if I can speak in Hindi and everybody can understand, that is very good. But I think mostly devotees not will understand that. And then I am, with your affectionate permission, I want to speak in English, and that will be good. But my English is very poor, you know. I have got charge from my Guru Maharaj for preaching the Krishna consciousness. Actually, I am very unqualified several ways. Only my hope that I have got affection and full support from my Guru Maharaj from 1947. I have much bad qualification also, but Guru Maharaj ignored that and he tried to make me as a good person. at least his desire it was, I can success. His preceptorial line. Everybody wants they will get one son, and that is
natural. Most natural.
And they will continue their family tradition. And that way heredity going on. But here is one good English verse, Maharaj is not helping me, I am very sad for that.
Bangla
hoche je bongsho parampara.
Family tradition.
Succession.
Family succession. Everyone wants to continue
this. Continue the succession, preceptorial line. Guru Maharaj searching someone, and I was very unqualified. But he has seen something inside me. He knows what he has seen. But I have not seen anything, but I have one good qualification. I was submissive to Guru Maharaj. What his order, I am following. And through that, I am in this position, in front of you all. You are praising me so much, I heard all things, and I am thinking who I am and why you are praising so much to me. You are praising not me actually, you are praising the Indian philosophy and culture. There you are praising, I know that. But I have got that opportunity to spread that Indian philosophy and culture. Actually, Hinduism, what is Hinduism? We are telling Hinduism, but it is not sectarianism anyway. We can understand. We are telling Hindu, that is, we are separating us from the other diseases. When we are living in the hospital, we are taking prevention first. When we are going to stop the fire, we are putting water in our own head first. Then we are going inside of the fire and putting their water, throwing their water. But water can burn us also. For that we are putting some water in our own self. It is like that. We are telling Hinduism, but actually no ism is workable in the jiva souls. Jiva souls have own ism. And that's called the Jiva Dharma, that is religion of the jiva soul. Jiva souls coming from the big light ball. Example it's given in the Mr. Shudji told first the Gayatri Mantra. Sobita, tasavitur varennam, bhargo devasya dhimahi. Who is bhargo and who is that Sobita? And who is that devata? That's necessary to know. Gayatri Mantra is very wide. That is one mantra. Can conquer whole the universe, not only conquer, can give liberation of millions of universe, that one Gayatri Mantra, but from where it's come out? If we see the history of religion, then we easily can understand the Jyoti Rabhantari Rupam Atulam Syama Sundaram. We are telling the Jyoti, Jyoti, Jyoti. But inside of the jyoti there is matter, and that is transcendental. That is purely transcendental, and that can move, not will stand in one place. That is willing, feeling, thinking, all the power of the jiva souls coming from the central, power and powerful. The only powerful cannot stay without power. The power and powerful, that is combination, that is one matter. And that can create everything. Otherwise, creation is impossible. But it is called anadi, ananta, many of the word using there, infinite. But we cannot express what is infinite. If we can express infinite, then that is not infinite. automatically that will be finite. But here is one possibility. When we are telling it is infinite, then infinites have power to known
to make himself known.
Make himself known to the finite. That is his quality. And that is our only hope. He make himself known to the finite, and that is our only hope. Ye if jam eva esa brinute teno labdho. In the Upanishad we can say, nayam atma pravachane na labdho na medhayava bahuna srutena. I may be highly qualified, but I not will get that knowledge. It is impossible. But jam eva esa brinute. From that side, if affection and mercy will come for the conditioned soul easily can understand that infinite. But he will understand as his own self. And for that we are seeing many incarnations of the Lord, Sakshat Ramachandra, Narayan, varieties way, Narayan coming, Balaram, Ramachandra, Nisingha, Bhaman, as required, as appropriate for that time. That way, the incarnation coming within our society. Mainly we are human body holders, and for that, human society can understand the incarnation of the Lord. And others cannot understand, but they will feel, and they will get their power, it's no doubt. Otherwise, why the coming that Lord in the form of that species, then we can understand the mercy from the above that is necessary. And through mercy we can understand everything. Jam eva esa brinute. But why he will be merciful to me? That is his nature. Only I shall give some space. Please come and take your throne. In my heart, I cleanse up my heart. Please come and take asana there, place there. And descending, it is that knowledge is descending from the upper level. It is not revealing here. Coming, then revealing. And Shruti, why this word Shruti? That is, it is entering through the ear into the heart and revealing in the heart, and dancing in the tongue, and through that dance it is going to other disciples' heart. His own dance it is. But where he will dance, he is transcendental, he is spiritual, then he cannot dance in the material place. Then material he is making transcendental, that is his power. Where he is going, that's making his transcendental. That's called sparsamani, chintamani, sparsamani. Many words used in the scriptures, and why? In Brahma Sangita, chintamani prakata sadmasu kalpa briksa, lakshabhriti shushura bhira vipalayantam. Then, lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama sevvamanam govinda madhi purushang tamaham bhajami. Many varieties expression. Given in the scriptures for our something idea. That is, we are existing, we are living in this mundane world, our all idea going to mundane knowledge. But they are trying to separate us anyway from this mundane, and they are giving some
dividing line.
You don't mix with transcendental and material. It is already covered your knowledge through ego. By the ego, your form is covered through body of material, through body of mental, that's called subtle body. And it is covered, and that's all coming from ego. But you must try to differentiate that. No jayate mriyate ba kadachit. Navam nayam bhutta bhavita ba na bhuya. Aya nitya sasato yam puran. No hannate hunnamane sharire. Basansi jiranani yatha bihaya, navani grinhati naroparani, tatha sarirani bihaya jiranani nanyani sanjati navani dehi. All this knowledge, giving to whom? Giving that jiva soul. That is sparking light, living within this body, and necessary to give him some food. He hunkers for his own self. Atmanam Vidhi. Try to know yourself. Hankering will come. Atmanam Vidhi. Sinnantu Vishye Amritasya Putra. Raso Vaisha Rasang Jevayang Labdhanandi Bhavati. All these instructions of the Vedanta Upanishad. Only for the jiva souls wake up to them. They will get wake up, then all illusion go out from him. That is Noraraja Rupaschanna. I am giving this example in Srimad Bhagavatam. The moon, it is covered by the cloud. That is, we cannot see the moon. But we know that behind the cloud, moon is existing. And which way? That is light of moon showing us that. They all the ant to elephant, everything is moving in this material world. And everybody has some willing, feeling, thinking we are seeing that. Then we can understand behind, inside there, existing that Atma. But necessary to see that Atma, Atmanam Vidhi. Je jano apna ke jano.
Know yourself.
I know yourself. Jato va imani bhutani jayante, jeno yatani jivanti, yat prajanti abhisang vishanti tadbi jikasasya. Tadeva Brahma, and you are the light of Brahma. Like sun and sun ray, like ocean and their wave. This is the example. Yatha samudre bhava taranga. Many examples given in the scriptures. But we need to know ourselves and know, wants to know the where from we are coming and what is our duty. That is main thing. And all the scriptures given that advice. And it is securely keeping the Hindus in India. And for that, Hinduism is worshipped by all the Indian and all the world religion. Also, they are respecting so much. Hindu, they can tolerate everything. They can tolerate all the nonsense things also. From 5,000 years, you are seeing the history of Hinduism, then you will be stunned, which way this religion is existing up to date. But they are only existing through their tolerance, their humility, and they are giving honor to all religion. And for that they are existing. That is, they can distribute themselves to others. And you see, the India, they are following the Varnashram Dharma. Now it is disturbed very much, no doubt. But why this Varnashram Dharma, that ruling come? That is, they are protecting each other. Brahmin not disturbing the Kshatriya, Kshatriya not disturbing the Vaishya, Vaishya not disturbing the Shudra, Shudra not disturbing the Antaja. But everybody has some service in the society. And happily they are doing that service. They are not disturbing anybody. And who is disturbing? He is irregular, and for him some punishment from the society. That is called Varnashram Dharma. Our Guru Maharaj said very nicely, what is Varnashram Dharma? It is sympathetic dealings with nature. We need to deal nature sympathetically. Sympathetic dealings means there is some classification will come. But actually it is for our super benefit. It is not showing to others. There is life, there is not only shadow, there is not other intention. In our religion we can see that, what is Vedic religion, what is Vedic culture. There we can see very easily, for every jiva soul, they are given some prescription. My five finger is not same, Like that, all the jiva souls have different quality and different mentality. But that is called bheda-bheda. When they are the parts and parcel of that...
same whole.
The
same whole unit.
Yes, same unit. They are parts and parcel. There is, we are none different with Lord. In quality. If we will see our quality, there we are none different with our Lord. But we are very tiny, very insignificant. But we have all the quality of Lord. At least 50% we have. It's told in the scriptures. Scripture said, you have 50% living within the jiva souls, 55% living in the demigods, and 60% living within Narayan. 62% living within Baladev, and 64% quality we can see in the Krishna. And only different from Narayan to Krishna, there are four quality, is unalloyed and non-comparable. Uncomparable?
Incomparable.
And that is told, it is sarvad bhuta chamatkara lila kallolo varidhi atulla madhura prema mandita priyamandala. It is not within Narayan. His pastimes with his paraphernalia going very happily. And there is no weapon, no there enemy, nothing. They are only existing some consciousness, and happily with that consciousness playing all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. You not will see anywhere. His form is mankind, human form. Sarvad bhuta chamatkara lila kallolo varidhi. Atulla madhura prema mandita priyamandala. All the associates, they are his, somebody his friend, somebody his servant, somebody his parents, somebody is a consort, and somebody
wife,
like that. But all, there is center is Krishna, and Krishna existing within sunroof of Godhead, that position, and everybody serving Krishna. Father also servant, mother also servant. In this mundane we can understand easily which we are serving. My child, if will cry, I leave my eating and go to child and giving him some nourishment. Then I am servant, not servant of mine, servant of him. This way, everybody serving Krishna very happily. And why? Sarvad bhuta chamatkaro lila kallolo varidhi atulla madhura prema mandita priyamandala trijagan manasakarsi murali kalakujita asaman ordha rupasri bhishma apita charachara. That is all the love, all charm, beauty, ecstasy. What we want? That everything existing within Krishna. We are seeing the Narayan fearful. From far, we are bow down, doing dandavat, asking some mercy, but from far. But Krishna, there, what fruit is very sweet. I am feeling immediate I am giving to Krishna. Krishna, you take it. This is very nice fruit. Playing with Krishna. Sometimes Krishna is defeated, sometimes other is defeated. When Krishna is defeated, Krishna taking them in the soldier and Krishna running. That is punishment. And that way, Mother Yashoda, with his affection, strong affection, she is binding Krishna. Keeping some tree.
In the backyard, binding to a tree.
Yes. That way, Mother Yashoda chastising Krishna. Very nice sloka in Damodarashtra. Rudantam muhurnetra jugamam and mridantam karambhoja jugamena sadanka netram muhu sasakam patrirekhanka kanta sitagraiva Damodaram bhaktivattam. He is bonded with devotion of Mother Yashoda. And what he is doing, Rudantang Muhur Netra Yugamang Mirjantram. He has done something wrong. in his pastime, and Mother Yashoda trying to chastise him. And he's running and crying and seeing Mother Yashoda running behind him. Rudantam muhur netra yugmang miljantram. And he's...
rubbing his eyes.
Yes, and seeing Mother Yashoda coming or not. Karamhaja yugmena shatanka netra. He is fearful, see Mother Yashoda. That is one devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita he told, je ahamya nandang vande jasyalinde param brahma. He is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is playing the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Kamprati katayo tu mishe, samprati kova prasiti mayatu. Whom shall I tell it and who will believe it? Je param brahma, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, he is playing in the courtyard of Nanda, and it is possible, yes, by his wills, by his desire, by his mercy, by his affection, by his beauty. The reality, reality is beautiful. Guru Maharaj said it very nicely. When they want to give book of Guru Maharaj, the search for Sri Krishna. And Guru Maharaj told, devotees asked, what heading we shall give name of your book? Guru Maharaj said, first title you give, Search for Sri Krishna. Then he was not satisfied. Search for Sri Krishna, but say, what is the identification of Krishna in reality? That is not sufficient. Reality is beautiful. That is sufficient. That is, we need charm, we need beauty, we need affection, we need the ecstasy, we need harmony. We can see everything within Krishna, and nowhere we can see. That is the Krishna's main strength, and for that he is the supreme. Here have no deficiency. Every higher someday you can see deficiency of Narayan. You can say, oh my dear Narayan, come. You cannot say. But you can say, Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, you come. That is this. When we heard that story, Radha Rani was angry with Krishna and she make him get out from his kunja. Get out, I do not want to get your association. Get out from my kunja. Who can say it? That only devotion can say. An embodiment of the devotion, that is Radha Rani. And she can tell it. And Krishna is bonded with that devotion. We can only bind Krishna, bind him.
Yes.
We can only bind the Krishna through devotion. We are living plane of exploitation. Here everybody trying to exploit us. But we living plane of renunciation, we must try to enter the plane of dedication. That is plane of devotion. First give yourself, then you will take everything. First give yourself. Without giving, he wants to take everything. It is not possible. Sacrifice. We are doing all a sacrifice, this sacrifice, that sacrifice, that sacrifice. Yajna. What is yajna? Sacrifice. First give yourself, first sacrifice to yourself. And how much you have done sacrifice for Krishna? You want to take Krishna immediately? Not possible. Give yourself. Then you see you will get or not. That is the main question. Somebody can say, after taking initiation, what I shall get? What is the meanings of initiation? You do not know. Meanings of initiation, they surrender to Krishna. Fully you are surrendered or not? You see? Then you can ask, why I am not getting? That is my preaching. One point, all over the world I am trying to give to my friends this ideal. Guru Maharaj said, Krishna himself come and give him that Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna himself put it all power in his name. That is, Krishna himself is transcendental. His name, his fame, his beauty, his charm, everything is transcendental. And in the scripture said, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Nitya Shuddha Purna Mukta Abhinnata Nama Namini. the Harinam and form of Krishna is same, non-different. So when it is non-different, you are getting that seed, but why it is not revealing in your heart? That is, you have no sacrifice for it. You sacrifice yourself, you will see the result. 2 + 2 = 4. It must be. When 2 + 2 = 5, there is wrong something you will think. But 2 + 2 = 4, you must get that result. And Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose was a great freedom fighter. And when he gave one lecture in Singapore, that time he told, "You give me blood, I shall give freedom." You are not ready to give your blood. Which way you are expecting freedom? Kof ota chokher jol, phele chhe je tumi bhalobashbe. How much pain in your heart for yourself and for Krishna? Then you are asking talking, many things you are telling, but which way you will get Krishna? You are not trying for Him. You are thinking, "I tried. Prabhupada given this, then I am satisfied." What you are satisfied? Nonsense. You have not got anything. You try to get it. Guru Maharaj said, "I am so old, I cannot speak so much, but only I can speak you. Give attention, attentive attention, what Mahaprabhu said. Mahaprabhu said, not make your enemy in this planet, in this plane. Everybody your enemy. You are first enemy of yourself." In Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita said, "Atmaiva atmano bandhu, atmaiva ripura atma." Who is your enemy outside living? You see first your enemy inside. Search there, you will see yourself is your enemy. And that way you try to, to know.
Realize
what is what. Then why you not will get? You must get. Harirnama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gotironata. All the religion, whom we are recognized religion, maybe Mohammedanism, maybe Christianity, maybe Buddhism, maybe other any ism. Every ism they are telling, the name of the Lord you must chant. It is not new thing what Mahaprabhu given to us. Mahaprabhu given impression. Mahaprabhu given pressure. Mahaprabhu shown us that this is only matter in front of you. You can take it, test it, and go to your home, back to your home. Mahaprabhu given that consciousness. But it is existing within all religion. Then we must believe the name of the Lord can rescue us from the very down level to higher plane. And it is stated in the scriptures, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam, in this age of Kali Yuga, no other alternative. Thrice they do not know Sanskrit. They fill up this poetry, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam, for filling the gap, not. It is for assurance. You chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will get result. But chant, not only pronounce it. Kalo nasteva 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 gati ranyata, no astyeva gati annatha. No other alternative. Only chanting the name, holy name. And you cannot chant actually. You try to chant and it will reveal in your heart. Your tongue is material tongue. Which way within material tongue you can chant the transcendental name? Name is transcendental. You are saying transcendental. Which transcendental thing will chant? You cannot chant, but you try to chant. Then you will see their result. When you are submissive, when you are surrendered, then you will see He will reveal in your heart, and from there He will dance on your tongue, no?
Yes. He will spiritualize your tongue.
Yes. Then you show your form, there you take out your tongue through His mercy. and it will come. It is not the story only. If it is story, then why that glorification, all the scripture, the name of the Lord? And we may be wrong, but all religion is not wrong. Everywhere, in the sun, who is only worshipping sun, who is in the jungle, they are worshipping some the big trees like Ashwatthama, many things in the Africa.
Banyan tree.
In Africa, they are also chanting their name. Then it is proof that chanting the holy name, we must get some result. And what is mantram? What is the meanings of mantram? Manana trayate iti mantram. If you think it properly, concentration, give your concentration, then you will see the result. One day, it was my feeling, very nice feeling. I can tell you, that day, no electricity in your mouth. Every day I am taking prasadam, and after that going to Guru Maharaj's room, and lying down in the floor, then one mattress, maybe madhur. And within 2 minutes I am getting asleep. But that was very hot and all sweating my body and no fan. Then I am thinking, oh, we are trying always to control our mind. Today I shall see the result. Then I am thinking my experience in Badrinarayan. Badrikasram, when I went there, I feel so much winter cold. So much cold I feel in Badrinarayan. That time I taken something, Mrigonabhi. Kasturi mask. And I feel very warm. And I am thinking, without kasturi, only meditation, why not will come that Badrikasram to me? Then I am lie down and I am thinking that situation, what I have done, and feeling so much cold, that experience, I am taking back that experience. By the grace of Guru Maharaj, I feel it, and also it had gone from my body. This is physical matter. I am not telling it is transcendental. But through meditation it is possible. It is my experience. And like that many experiences we have got, but all I am considering it is physical matter. It is not transcendental. Transcendental things, another thing. It only you will feel when you will make yourself as a television set. Television set, what is there? There is some electronics things, and all is material. But when it is adjusted, harmonizing way, then there you will get picture, and through it, power. Only power always, everywhere, ether that is coming through ether. The powerful Harinam, the Lord's name, if ether can do many things, then why cannot do that transcendental vibration? It is transcendental vibration coming down from the, descending from the Goloka Vrindavan for our super benefit. And Lord is mercifully giving all power in the name. And why not we'll get it? We must get it. We'll try. Heart and soul we shall try. I am very happy to see that my friends, they are hearing this and trying heart and soul as possible by them. But it is not sufficient. Nothing is sufficient in this mundane world. Which way it will be sufficient for us? But we will try. And that is our preaching. Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi sunichena taroriva shaishnuna amanina manudena kirtaniya sadhari. He is able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Who is qualified with these three qualities? Trinadapi sunichena, be humble. For making peace in the society. First necessary it is, and be tolerant. Somebody tells me, oh, Sala Govinda Maharaj, and hearing I am with my The bunch, if I run behind him, that is not tolerant. Actually, I must be tolerant. He told, I not gone spoiled to hearing that. And sukhe dukhe samikitta labha labho jaya. When praising coming to you, you must tolerate that. When abusement coming to you, you must tolerate that. That is the advice of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You are all qualified in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I know that. That is, I heard from the young boy, young girl of South Indian and Gujarat and Rajasthan, they know many Bhagavad slokas and Gita full. And our friends also know Gita, they are reading Gita. But necessary to understand what inside of the Gita. Gita sugita kartavya. Sugita kartavya. Ki mannai shastra vistari. One Ganges full water not necessary for my ankle. Only I need one glass of water, that is sufficient. Ki mannai shastra vistari. Yasvayam padmanabhasya mukhapadma vinishrita. When Krishna himself said, I am the Lord. O Arjuna, you hear, give your hearing. Yat karoshi, yad asnati, yat chuhoshi, yad asicha. Who said like Krishna? Krishna said, I am the Lord. You worship me. Yat tapasya shikonte tat kurusya madhapanam. Lastly, Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya. You making dry your throat. Making dry your throat, but not necessary that way. Always tell religion. For your religion, you are drying your throat. My English is poor, you know, but you can tolerate.
You're shouting yourself hoarse, calling religion.
But not necessarily.